neither go on forever nor come to an end. The Cambridge professor, Michael Redhead, suggests that they may turn back on themselves. He notes that the orthodox Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics requires the existence of a macroscopic world of observers and measuring apparatuses, which in turn is explained in terms of quantum mechanics. This view seems to me to provide one more example of what is wrong with the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics, and with the difference between the ways that it treats quantum phenomena and the observers that study them. In the realist approach to quantum mechanics of Hugh Everett and others, there is just one wave function describing all phenomena, including experiments and observers, and the fundamental laws are those that describe the evolution of its wave function. Yet more radical is the suggestion that at bottom we shall find that there is no law at all. My friend and teacher John Wheeler has occasionally suggested that there is no fundamental law, and that all the laws we study today are imposed on nature by the way that we make observations. Along somewhat different lines, the Copenhagen theorist Holger Nielsen has proposed a random dynamics, according to which whatever we assume about nature at very short distances or very high energies, the phenomena accessible in our laboratories will look about the same. Both Wheeler and Nielsen simply seem to me to be merely pushing back the problem of the final laws. Wheeler's world without law still needs meta-laws to tell us how our observations impose regularities on nature, among which meta-laws is quantum mechanics itself. Nielsen likewise needs some sort of meta-law to explain how the appearance of nature changes as we change the scale of distances and energies at which we make our measurements, and for this purpose assumes the validity of what are called renormalization group equations, whose origin in a world without law is certainly problematic. I expect that all attempts to do without fundamental laws of nature, if successful at all, simply result in the introduction of meta-laws that describe how what we now call laws came about. There is another possibility that seems to me more likely and much more disturbing. Perhaps there is a final theory, a simple set of principles from which flow all arrows of explanation, but we shall never learn what it is. For instance, it may be that humans are simply not intelligent enough to discover or to understand the final theory. It is possible to train dogs to do all sorts of clever things, but I doubt that anyone will ever train a dog to use quantum mechanics to calculate atomic energy levels. The best reason for hope that our species is intellectually capable of continued future progress